Well, if you're the kid, then show me something.
Oh, well, maybe a couple of years ago I could have shown you something, but today, look at that.
Steady as a rock.
Yeah, but I shoot with this hand.
See, I knew you wasn't no Waco kid. You was just pulling my lariat.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Will the soundtrack kindly produce a sound? Go on, don't be nervous. Go ahead. Any sound? Well, that isn't quite what I had in mind.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. That's right, folks. Will Coons here. Check it in on Radio St. Pete. And, of course, always on HMBRadio.com. Go like the Facebook page, Facebook.com/HMBRadio, and make sure you like the Radio St. Pete's page as well. You can find that at Radio St. Pete on Facebook. Twitter, home_made_man. Always a fantastic way to get a hold of me if you ever feel like it. I know you probably are sick of me as it is, but hey, I'm always willing to talk to you. So home_made_man, that's the show's official page. I don't really like when people have private accounts and then show accounts, because it's like, dude, it's just you. So just be yourself and make that a representation of your product. Your product is part of you, right? I'm not following a separate thing on Twitter. I'm pretty sure I complained about this already, so we won't talk about it anymore. Sad news, of course. Played the intro from the Gene Wilder scene. The Waco kid passed away. Very sad. A legend. He will certainly be missed. He hasn't done anything in a long time. I believe he was suffering from Alzheimer's disease. So Godspeed, sir. Thank you for all the joy and love and entertainment you shared over the years. Willy Wonka, Blazing Saddles, the Richard Pryor films that he was in, they made a fantastic team. So he'll definitely be missed. You know, that's one of those things that I hope heaven is real. So I hope him and Gilda can give each other big hugs. You know, not to get sentimental or anything. That's not who I am. You all know that. So, also, more bad news on the horizon. I got news from Sly Bar that they have discontinued the comedy open mic there. Celebrated our two-year anniversary on last week. We had the party. Had like 25 comics or something show up. It was a great time. But they're just deciding to go their own, do their own thing. I know they're investing really heavy in their restaurant portion. And when it came down to it, just wasn't producing money. They were having to pay me and, you know, give out prizes, and it just wasn't cost effective for them anymore. But they're still going to sponsor the podcast, which is great. So thank you, Sly Bar, for 2 years of greatness. Thinking about trying to find maybe a new spot at some point in the near future, but I have so many things going right now that I might just hang it up for a little while and leave the comedy open mic scene to other folks in the area. There's a bunch of them. So we still got Yard of Ale cooking every Thursday, 10 to midnight. John Jacobs and I are down there. So that's still happening. And I'm in talks with maybe doing something at the Loft down here where Final Friday is, maybe doing some sort of comedy show once a month there. So I'll let you know as these things develop. It's a bummer, you know, it's bittersweet, but you know, I'm kind of, once something becomes work, it's not as fun as it used to be. And there's pressure to produce, especially if somebody's paying you to do something. You feel that obligation to get people in the seats, get people in the bar, get people buying things. And it was stressful So I'm kind of glad that it's over, frankly. But still a bummer, you know, and it was ironic that it was killed the day after its birthday. I haven't seen an open mic run 2 years. I think Dunedin Brewery's been at it a long time, though. But that's the only other open mic I know that's been consistently putting on shows and really supporting the scene. So, you know, you can go down. If you've never been to Dunedin Brewery's mic, that's John J. Murray and Brad Gilmore down there at the Dunedin Brewery, Cigar City Comedy's John J. Murray. And he puts on a good show there. It's a lot of fun. So go check that out. That's Mondays, I believe, 8 until whenever. They go till whenever. So the other news thing this week was Colin Kaepernick, San Francisco 49ers quarterback, decided that he was not going to stand for the national anthem because of the injustice that is happening to people of color here in the United States. And, of course, Twitter and sportscasters and radio guys went bonkers over this, some in support and a lot of them not in support of this. Now, it's important to be consistent on your views. So I always subscribe to that. I forget who it is. It's some French guy, old French guy back in the 1700s, says, "I may not agree with what you say, but I will die for your right to say it," or something like that. You know what I'm saying. It's a famous quote. I'm sure you've heard it, and as I butcher it. I go by that motto, right? I think he's ill-informed. I think he doesn't have his information correct. I think for something that he's so passionate about, it appears that he hasn't bothered to look it up and look up any info on this. There's a narrative out there that I don't agree with. 100% anyways. I know there's some things that are certainly... Nobody says America's perfect, right? I mean, nobody believes that America's perfect. But I think we're doing a hell of a lot better than a lot of other places on the planet. So, you know, with the Kaepernick thing, what are you getting upset at him for? I saw Thaddeus Russell sent out a tweet that said he remembers going to a Oakland A's game back in, I guess, the 70s, and right after the Vietnam War ended, and he saw a bunch of ex-military dudes smoking and drinking and not standing for the national anthem. You know, I mean, it's whatever. If you want to stand for it, great. If you don't want to, fine. This is America, man. This is freedom. This is, you're free to do what you choose. You know, you can choose to participate or not. Now, saying that, I think we should have the right to boo him and disagree with what he says respectfully. We can have discussions about it if people are willing to talk about it, but to condemn this kid for not standing for the national anthem for something that he believes in his heart, I think that's a little crazy, and it's naive, and us free speech people who stand up for free speech need to be consistent on our views. And we should be able to say what we want, and people we don't necessarily agree with should have the right to say what they want. And when you, like I said, if it's an open discussion, an open forum, if you go to a game, feel free to boo him if you want to. That's fine. And it's not racist. It's not bigoted to boo him. It's he's stating his opinion. You're stating your opinion. And that's fine. So let's not get mad at Colin Kaepernick for what he did. Let's boo him on the field. I mean, if you want to, go ahead. I mean, what's the big deal here, folks? Relax. Everybody cool it. Everything's fine. It's not the end of the world. What else did I want to get to? So I was supposed to have Laura Wesley, the War Virgin, back in. I talked to her a year and a half ago or so when she was doing her shows around Pinellas County in Tampa Bay. And I was driving by the Palladium the other day, and I saw a big War Virgin sign. So I guess she kind of revamped the show. I believe she put out a book. So she's been a very busy lady over the past year and a half. And I guess she's going to be doing the show at the Palladium. In the near future, she reached out and said she wanted to come back. I said, absolutely, I'd love to have you. And then hurricane, tropical storm, Hermine, right? I don't know. Decided to roll through, and I recorded this a little earlier. Obviously, this isn't live on Sunday. and she didn't feel like driving down here, which I don't blame her at all. There was supposed to be an event for FUBAR tonight, the Laugh and Roll, Kyle Roos's Laugh and Roll roast battle that he does. Great show, always fun, and I was going to pull Zach Townsend in here, but because of the storm, that show is now canceled. So I don't have a guest, and I thought about not doing a show this week because my life is not interesting enough to talk for 45 minutes about Colin Kaepernick, excuse me, sorry about that, or anything else for that matter. And I was talking to John Jacobs about Yard of Ale tomorrow, if that was still happening, and ended up talking to him for 40 minutes on the phone. And I said, I should have just recorded this. This could have been a podcast. And I have Skype on my phone. So my idea for this show tonight is to, it's going to be called What Are You Doing? And I'm pretty much going to call people, entertaining people, I think that are entertaining comics or whatever, on Skype, talk to them for a few minutes, just see what they're doing, how they're doing, what's going on, we can maybe call it. So we're going to try this out. I haven't used Skype yet, but I know I can dial out and just call people randomly. So let's call a random person and see what happens. Here's something interesting. I don't even think I need to use Skype. Pretty sure I can just plug in my iPhone. Let's call comedian Jander Gray. Let's see what he's up to. See if Jander answers the phone. I know he's got kids and stuff, so he might not be able to answer the phone.
What up, dude?
Jander, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
Man, dude. Yes, sir. What's up?
I'm recording right now. I'm trying out this new show idea.
Oh. Okay, cool. So I'm your first call-in guest.
You were my first call-in guest. I was going to use Skype, and then I was like, I think I could just literally plug my phone in and just call people.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. It certainly helps if you have some gear. I looked at some gear for doing that at one point, and it was pretty pricey. I tried it a couple of times, but I could never get the sound levels as high as I wanted to. It came out really quiet.
I just literally plugged in. You know how I plug in the thing to the laptop that gets the sound through the mixer? I just plugged my phone into that, and it sounds great.
Okay, yeah, cool.
That's the easiest way to do it, and super cheap. So the theme of this show is, what's going on? So I haven't talked to you in a little while, and I saw that you're going to open for April Macy. When's that?
Yeah, that is first show's tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if this will air then in time for that.
Yeah, September 1st.
September 1st, well, I'll be back through the weekend, right?
I'll be back there on September 15th with Noah Garden Sports.
Oh, okay. Look at you, man. Yeah, you're killing it, dude.
Yeah, I got like pretty much a week off and then right back at it. Yeah.
Have you worked with have you worked with April before?
No, never. I think she started here in Tampa. I'm not sure about that, but I know she works for Side Splitters a lot, and I think that's because she got her start there.
Yeah, but I know she's here like a couple times a year, I think.
Yeah, I think that's why. I think she's that's kind of like a home club for her. So I think
she's been on Stern, Beautiful Girl, too, which really annoys me.
Yeah. That certainly helps. It definitely helps you get on Stern.
Yeah. I don't really like the fact when pretty girls are funny, though, when they're actually... I don't know if I've actually seen her stand-up, though, but I know she's got a lot of hype behind her. And I wonder if she's actually funny, or is it that she's just hot?
Yeah, it's the same way Donald Trump feels about women who have more money than him.
Like who? Who? I guess Oprah, maybe. That's about it.
Yeah. I'm sure he hates Oprah.
You know, he was on Oprah's show. Did you see that video of Trump that they said if everybody saw this video, Donald Trump would be elected tomorrow?
Yeah, it's like an old 80s video where they're trying to get him to confess things.
They had, like, nice little piano music behind it where he's like, you know, I wouldn't win for president unless things got really bad.
Yeah, well, he's done it now.
And, he's doing it. They're tied again. We'll see. The polls are tied again, I heard.
Are they? Really?
That's what I saw. Oh, I think Hillary Clinton's 1 point ahead right now.
Well, it doesn't really shock me. No one likes either of them. So it should be a 50-50. We should just have a dude come out and flip a coin on like a football field, and winner gets it.
How did this happen? do you think?
Yeah, I don't know how this happened, man. It's pretty remarkable.
I remember.
No one really likes either of them. I mean, there certainly are people that are supporters of both, but generally speaking, as far as I think across the board, most Americans don't like either of them, would be my guess. If they could vote for none of the above would definitely win on this one.
Did you see the Alex Jones video where he begged Hillary Clinton not to kill him?
What?
It was awesome.
That's pretty funny. Was he drunk?
I don't think so. I think he's a big Christian guy, so I don't even think he drinks or anything.
Oh, no, he definitely drinks.
You think so?
Yeah. I've heard stories like he's a pretty wild, drunken mess when he gets to it.
I know he smokes cigarettes. You can definitely tell by his voice.
Yeah. You don't get that gruff. Yeah, but he does live in Texas, too, I don't know.
Yeah, that's bourbon and cigars.
It has to do with being gruff. I think you just have to talk like that if you live in Texas.
Did you see when, what's his name, Eric Andre approached him?
Then
I think he thought that he was Wyatt Cenac, because he's like, get the guy from the Daily Show up here.
Yeah, he totally thought he was Wyatt Cenac, which just proved that Alex Jones hasn't watched the Daily Show for like 10 years. Because, Wyatt Cenac left that show at least 5 years ago.
You know what was funny about that, too, is I think he does things on purpose as slights. Because when I was listening to his show for, 2 weeks, and I tapped out because I couldn't listen to it anymore. But I was subscribing to the podcast and listening for, an hour a day or something. And this is when the Pokemon Go thing was going on. And he was so anti-Pokemon Go because it was a tracking device for the CIA, of course. It was always ulterior motives there. And he kept calling it Pokemon, and it was infuriating. I wanted to smash his face. I was so mad about it. And I remember I sent a tweet out saying, could someone please tell Alex Jones that it's Pokemon? It's bugging me. And I swore he must have saw it.
Doesn't he have a sound guy or something than him that can be like, dude.
This is what he did, though, because I sent out that tweet, and I don't know if maybe other people got on him about it, too, but I heard him on the show go, the Pokemon Go. I know it's Pokemon. I like to say Pokemon. So I think he saw the tweet and got to it a little bit, which I really enjoyed. Or other people were trashing him for it.
Yeah, he was probably just trolling.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does that a lot on purpose.
So what else has been
entertaining?
What else has been going on with you? I know you got David Weingarten's. You're the co-host of the Frightened Deer now.
Yeah, officially the co-host of the Frightened Deer podcast, which is tons of fun, man.
I was kind of hoping you guys would ask me.
And MMA.
I was kind of hoping you guys would ask me because I actually watched the Diaz Conor McGregor fight.
That was actually the last one.
The one that I've actually seen, and I was like, oh, maybe they'll ask me and I'll actually be able to contribute. But no, I didn't get asked.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Dave will hit you up one of these days and get you on there.
That's what he said. It'd
be fun too, man.
You could ride
out there with me, man. I'll pick you up.
Where are you living now?
I'm north of you, but he lives in Tampa, so it wouldn't be that far for me to come down there and nab you up. So I'm in Clearwater.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Well, I mean, I have a working vehicle. I could always drive to. But, yeah, if you don't mind, I hate driving. So.
Yeah. Well, you drive to my house, and then we'll drive to Dave's house.
Or that. That works, too.
And then we'll talk some shit about Conor McGregor. Because the beautiful thing about a Conor McGregor-Nate Diaz match is it doesn't matter what side you pick. People will be pissed off. Like, those two fighters are just like Hillary and Trump. Like, like they're 50-50 as far as like how people feel about them. If you talk shit about Diaz, people will hate on you. If you talk shit about Conor, people will hate on you.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a pretty split crowd. There was a lot of Irish people in the crowd, too, I noticed. They were all doing the soccer chants, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, he brings them out, man. They fly all over. Like, they come from Ireland to watch that guy fight, wherever he fights.
He's like the Ric Flair of UFC, right?
Yeah.
That an act, or is that him?
No, I think that's him. I think he's legitimately that good at shit-talking. Like, it's just natural for him.
Stop dropping S-bombs. We're recording. What's the matter with you?
What's that?
Stop dropping S-bombs. We're recording.
Oh.
This is for Radio St. Pete. It's okay. We're talking to Jander Gray on the phone. This is the special edition What's Going On podcast because my guest bailed out, so I'm just going to call entertaining people that I haven't talked to in a little while and say, hey, what's going on?
Is your theme song going to be the Four Non-Blondes?
Oh, I should have done that. Dang. No, I just did my normal thing. That would have been good.
Don't play that if you want anyone to listen. Because, like, if that's the intro song, people will be like, no, thank you.
Yeah, cashing out, yeah, for sure.
right. You're going to have somebody, like, doing a cooler rendition of it. It's not so high-pitched and an ear bug. This song is definitely an ear bug.
It definitely is, yeah. It'll play in your head all day. So what else is going on? Is that, you got any more gigs coming up? Any more dates?
Quite a bit, man. A couple anyway. They're kind of on the horizon. It's pretty cool now. Kind of seeing the dates filling up. I've got some dates all the way to the end of the year right now, which is pretty cool. Kind of a first ever, and hopefully that keeps happening, and then I can keep getting better at this and to not be so shitty at my art.
S-bombs. Come on, Jander.
Yeah. Oh. Well,
That's all right.
Sorry about that.
No big deal.
Sorry, Radio St. Pete. I am potty mouth.
That's all right.
It's actually pretty good for me. I've only dropped like 2 S-bombs.
It's been like 6, but that's all right. That's a beautiful thing about internet radio is we try to keep it clean, but if something slips through the cracks, you know, it is what it is.
Yes. I'll be held responsible for any damage I do to small children who are listening to Radio St. Pete right now.
If they're not hearing it now, they're going to hear it at some point. Yeah. So you're just getting them acquainted now.
Yeah. So things are going good with me, man. Getting booked, trying to get better at comedy, and having fun doing it now. So what's going on with you? What's going on with Will Koontz?
Me? Well, I started at Cox doing promotions over there with 102.5 The Bone. Worked 7 days, actually 8 days in a row last week. And everything's going good so far. Sly Bar got canceled. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, it was kind of disappointing. That was the legacy. That was one of my first mics, I think.
Yeah, I'm bummed out about it too. I was talking on the beginning of the podcast, and I'm kind of relieved because I felt a lot of pressure with that one. I wanted it to continue on, and I also felt pressure to, like, get people in the door and make sure people were buying stuff. And because I know Sly Bar was paying me. They were giving out prizes. So there's definitely some pressure to perform. And I wanted to keep it alive. I felt the air on my neck, the breath on my neck. I got about to get swallowed up. But now it's over, so I kind of feel okay about it.
Well, that's a rough gig to keep a comedy open mic alive for 2 years.
So. Yeah.
You should get some kind of an award just for keeping a comedy open mic alive for 2 years, because I don't think most of them make it 2 months.
Yes, I agree. I think, how long has Dunedin Brewery been going? I think that's
I think they were doing it monthly for a while, maybe for like 6 months or maybe even a year, but now they're weekly, and I think it's well over a year, maybe 2 years, somewhere close to that.
Yeah. Because they definitely, you're right, they don't last very long at all because they're run by comics, and comics are inherently lazy and don't promote and don't do anything for the show to let people know about it. So people show up the first week, your friends will come out and support you, but then after that you're kind of on your own, and then they just end up tanking.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is, you know, the crowds get burnt out, you know, because, you know, 20 comics come, you know, there's, you know, four good ones, maybe?
Yeah. We're talking about maybe
half a dozen of guys with potential, and then everybody else is crazy.
I know. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, I got a lot of complaints from people. Like, I want to come, but I'm sick of hearing the same stuff. And I'm like, well, this is an open mic, so this is what you're going to get. You know, because you're working on stuff. You're trying to find tags. You know what I mean? So you're doing a lot of the same material over and over and over again. That's just the battle of the event, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of the nature of learning how to do stand-up comedy, is you have to keep saying stuff to keep, like, registering the feedback in your head.
Right, to build the... Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, cool. That's perfect then. All right, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna call somebody else and see what they're doing.
All right.
Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Hey guys, come to some comedy shows.
Yeah,
how about
seriously.
That? Keep supporting the art. This comedy gig is hard, dude. You cannot learn. You have. It's so hard. So hard to learn how to do.
I don't know why people hate it so much.
I kind of get it. Yeah, I kind of get why people hate it. I mean, people hate open mic comedy. When people come to a comedy show, it's a little different. They want to come see it. You know what I mean?
I feel like comedy is such a niche thing, though, that it's not like music, like everybody's in the music. There's not. I mean, people like to laugh, but they'll watch a movie or something. They don't want to necessarily see a guy talk. So it's such a niche thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that we're like, everybody likes the 1% of comedians. Everybody likes Louis and Burr and Chris Rock. But they didn't want to see those guys their first year.
Right.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm sure if Louis C.K. came into Sly Bar tonight, like in his first year of comedy, he would be awful.
Absolutely. I had that theory about anybody. Even if Louis C.K. walked into Yard of Ale one night, nobody would give him the time of day, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably even now, maybe. Who knows? They just might not notice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a rough art because you have to learn it in front of people. You can't learn how to paint. You can learn how to paint and play guitar in your room at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, but you have to perform in order to get better, and you have to get reactions and know what's good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you really do. It's really, it sucks, guys.
All right, Jander, thanks for talking to me.
All right, dude, I'll see you soon, man.
All right, buddy.
Take
There you go, Jander. This is kind of fun. I kind of like this idea better. I don't know how it's going to turn out the final product, but you just get a little few minutes with different people every week. Let's call somebody else. See what's going on. Let's call Zach Townsend. See what's happening. He was going to come by, but the event got canceled. He said he was at dinner with his family. So let's see if he answers the phone. Not going to pick up, huh, Zach? Missing your chance to be on a podcast, bro. Really blowing it right now, man.
Hello?
Zach.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's up, dude?
So check it out. We're recording right now. So don't
recording
curse.
Recording what?
We're recording the homemade broadcast. This is a special edition because you didn't come down here, which I totally understand, by the way, and get. But since you
don't put me on a guilt trip.
Let me finish what I'm going to say. So I said I don't blame you for not coming down here because I know the Foo Bar got canceled. And since I don't have a guest, this is a special...
Yeah, and I was gonna tear those dudes to shreds, by the way.
Yeah, I could tell by your sweet jokes you laid on me today. They were great. What did you have prepared?
I sense a little bit of sarcasm in your voice, but
yeah,
I don't know. It could be
some.
The phone.
What did what were you gonna say, or do you want to save it for next time?
Well, let's just say it's going down next week, so can't really relinquish too much.
Who's your first round opponent?
This nerd, John J. Murray.
John J.'s good, man.
I'm absolutely gonna bring him to slaughter.
Yeah, but you got beat by Sean
and
Gary.
And John J. Murray is married too, and I hope he brings his wife to see him get humiliated.
You wouldn't embarrass him.
Oh, I'm gonna embarrass him in front of his wife and anybody else who comes to see. Foo Bar next Wednesday. This is my promo. Come see Magic Made.
What is Wednesday? Do you know off the top of your head on the calendar? Because
what day will it be?
Yeah.
I think it's September. I don't know, but it should be September 11th with all the wreckage that's gonna occur.
Too soon. Too soon. No, way too late. Way too late on those jokes. It's been 10
Wait a
years.
Second. Hold on. I'm gonna look it up.
No, I got it.
7th, maybe?
September 7th, yep. September 7th at Foo Bar, you can see Zach Townsend face off against John J. Murray.
And then, because I'm going to win. So then it's either Brad Gilmore, who's
big and black, so that should be pretty easy.
Easy target.
Or Jeff Klein, who's gay. So either easy way, target. Either way, a hate crime is going down in the second round.
But what can you possibly say about a fat
black
dude?
I will say it won't be my first hate crime.
What can you say about a fat black dude and a gay guy that hasn't already been said on the schoolyard since
fifth
grade?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Dude, I have some of the things I was coming up with today. Like, I literally should have wrote the foreword for Mein Kampf. That's what... I don't know. I honestly think if Hitler was, like... I don't know. I think we probably would have been boys. At least, like, saw, like, eye to eye on some stuff, but...
You're not kidding, either.
What?
You're not kidding, either, is the really scary thing.
No, that was 100% serious. But we can edit that out. I'm banking on nobody listening to this. But you say it was a phone-in.
Yeah, me
yeah.
either.
Come on, shock jock. What kind of question you got for me?
Oh, I'm not a shock jock. I'm just old Billy Koontz sitting in my apartment recording podcasts, trying to
Billy
get on the
boy.
Radio, bro. Trying to make comic friends so I can eventually put together a radio show and have actual funny people on it.
Yeah, well, what more do you know me? What more do you need?
Hey, you're one of my favorites right now. We bonded over Snapchat. We were actually like buddies now.
Yeah. Sent you a couple sick pics with some filters on them. Dude, how funny am I on Snapchat? Just like what you're listening to.
It's pretty good. I will say, I was actually kind of grossed out when you added me on Snapchat because I don't like
I know,
when
and
dudes
I remember
add
I added you like late night too. Like,
I was like, what?
Like,
is
oh
this?
My God. And like, we were friends before that, but like, not as good of friends as we are now.
Yeah.
Have become. Like, if I added you now on Snapchat late night, it wouldn't be weird.
It would be fine.
But it was kind of weird when I added you because we were, like, still new in our friendship and feeling things out. But, hey, man, you know, everything works out. You know, God works in mysterious ways, so.
It's true.
God bless.
What have you you been doing any comedy? What's been going on? What's going on?
Oh, man, dude, so much comedy. Where can I begin? Did an open mic on Monday. Got up second, so I went up in that nerd John J. Murray's room at Dunedin Brewery.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm literally gonna decimate him next week. It's not even gonna be funny.
I want to hear one thing, but I don't want you to spoil it. Maybe you should just text it to me after.
Oh my God, dude! I'll send you. Yeah,
I've heard many things. I mean, he kind of looks like a rat. I've heard that one.
He does look like a rat, actually. I haven't even taken that angle.
Oh, there you go. See him helping you
out. You know what? It's good because it got canceled tonight. We maybe had like 2 days to write for it. Tops.
Yeah.
But now we all have another week, which is kind of scary because you're like, oh, shit. Well, at least other people should be scared because I'm going to lay the hammer down.
Couldn't that be detrimental, though? Like, you psych yourself up for this event tonight, and then you find out, like, you didn't even know it got canceled until I told you, because I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, I was actually getting ready to leave, because I was going to come over and stop by your shed and do your podcast.
In the shed?
Shed.
Hey, I have a nice place. I have a one-bedroom, man. This is unheard of in Old Northeast.
It's crazy. I never met somebody who sleeps in their kitchen before. Crazy.
Yeah, it's dope.
Crazy nice.
It's dope. Just pee in the sink. It's fine.
Pee in the sink.
So you
and
do
that's technically the shower as well.
Yeah, definitely. Just do the French bathing, yeah. Have you you said you were gonna try to open up for Morrell when he was here. What happened with that?
Oh no, I tried to get a guest spot for that.
Who do you gotta ask? You gotta ask the headliner if you can like do that?
You ask management. You ask around, then you ask management, I guess.
And did you do that?
And I did. And he said, he had come up to me and he was like, yeah, you know, they usually give guest spots on Thursdays and Sundays. But this week it was weird because Thursday they did the Laugh Comic Stranded thing.
Yeah.
The final. So that messed that up completely. And they're not going to do a guest spot for a comedy competition. They already have given 4 guest spots in reality.
Right,
so,
right.
And on Sunday, it was the open mic right after, so they were, like, ending early. So it wasn't in the cards this time. But it was cool because the dude said if, like, I would have been like perfect for a guest spot for him because our styles are similar. But I did get to meet Sam Morril. He's cool as hell, dude. I got to talk to him for a little while on Thursday.
Any sage advice that he gave you?
It's funny to like talk to him and like, because like I'm an open micer. Obviously, I travel around the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area. He was just basically telling me how much he hates people. Like, I hate people, and I don't really travel more than 40 minutes at most. He hates people on a way bigger scale because he just travels from state to state right now.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of catching, like, traction. Like, he's, like, did, like, the roast battle. He's got, like, a half hour out now, and...
It's got to be tough being a road. Would you want to do that, do you think? Like, go and live in life on the road?
No, absolutely not. I'm scared of planes.
Then you got to quit comedy. What are you doing?
You're wasting your time. I think I will. I'll do what it takes. I'll suck it up.
It's a long time. It's a really
with my luck,
life.
I'll get like my first out-of-state gig, and then I'll be like on that plane that like they're making a movie about now, like crash into the Hudson River. That'll be like my first.
The Sully movie with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it looks awful.
Anything with Tom Hanks is automatically up for an Oscar, though. Doesn't matter what it is.
He's got like white hair in this one too. It's just like Jesus Christ. I don't
stupid mustache.
I don't know. Yeah, it's the movies. I was just saying, like the movies that Hollywood greenlight, like greenlights, are crazy to me. Like somebody had to greenlight The Human Centipede. You realize that, right? I think we forget, like, that movie's just so creepy that we forget what actually happens before a movie. Like, somebody elevator pitched The Human Centipede, and somebody put their, they put their thumb and their pointer finger on their chin, like the emoji, and went, yeah, and shook their head, like,
I like
agreeingly.
Yeah, I like that.
You might have something here.
I didn't see it. I thought it was kind of like a satire piece, though. So wasn't it kind of the point to be ridiculous?
Let's just say it's, you know how it's like ass, the guy, they sell the guy's ass to mouse?
Yeah.
Last time I saw somebody eat that much shit, I was watching your set at Yard of Ale. Heyo!
What is with the S-bombs? I called Jander, he's dropping S-bombs all over the place. You're dropping S-bombs. But it kind of worked for the joke, so. Hey, my 3 minutes is awesome. It's great.
Yeah, like,
you didn't even see it, so what are you talking about?
I know, but for the sake of the joke, could you leave that out? Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait, you called Jander?
Yeah, I called Jander.
What was he doing, fucking feeding his kid SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, he was breastfeeding his child. Nerd. Stop dropping F-bombs.
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
You? Jesus, God. You act like you've never been on the podcast before.
No, I'm sorry. The line between phone call and podcast is getting blurred right now. Forgive me.
All right, so what open mic can people see you at this week?
This week.
Oh, you're going to be at Foo Bar on Wednesday the 7th for
Foo
Roast Bar.
Foo Bar, yes. And I have a guest spot, my first guest spot at Side Splitters.
Whoa.
Yeah, on Thursday, September 22nd for Pretty Paul Parsons.
Nice, dude. Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, that guy's a legend. I've been watching a lot of him. He's a Florida legend. So people should come to that. And by people, I mean like the four comics who are going to listen to this. Like, come support your boy.
I thought he was not doing well. Is he doing better now?
From what I heard, they like bring him in from hospice.
Oh, wow.
To do a show. Yeah, it's like pretty. But that's commitment.
I wonder if I could get him to do the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's probably better if you do it sooner than later, just
to how things are going?
Yeah, I mean, not that I don't know him, I've never met him, but I don't know.
It's a possibility. All right, I'm going to call one more person before this show ends.
Thanks. Who are you going to call?
I don't know, I got to figure it out.
Are you going to call John?
I might give him a few minutes to talk. Smack.
You should call like one of your ex girlfriends.
Yeah, they'd
be like,
it.
"Hey."
I don't think they'll answer.
Oh man, that would be funny. Or you should call like Slybar and be like, "Hey, like, why'd you guys cancel open mic?"
I love, that was my favorite event. Will, I can see your number on here. We have caller ID. What? Oh, I gotta go. Weird. All right, thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate the call. I'll Snapchat you later.
All right, love you.
Bye, dude. Love you, too.
All right, there you go. Zach Townsend, local open micer in the area. Always good to talk to him. We're going to have him back on the show soon. So I only got a few more minutes, so I don't think I'm going to have time. I don't want to just call somebody for 1 minute and then be like, hey, what are you doing? Okay, I got to go. See you later. So let's do the sponsors before I forget. Thank you, Slybar, for continuing to support this podcast. 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg, slybar.com, 2061 Central Avenue. Did I already say that? I think I did. And then, of course, Chrissy Parker and Truvi Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North. Make sure you make an appointment to go see her. She's good at what she does, and she's very passionate about it. Whenever I talk to her, she's always doing something. She's going to some hair conference in Las Vegas or, you know, something weird. So go check her out if you want to make an appointment. Her number is 727-329-9751. TruvisalonandSpa.com is where you can go to get all the info. So please do that. Make sure you do follow the show. I don't know if this was any good or not. I just wanted to try it out. I wanted to put out something rather than nothing. But I think it was fun. I think it was good. And on short notice, it was something unique and different and new. So check out, make sure you subscribe to HMB Radio Tampa Bay on your iTunes or Stitcher. Wherever you get your podcast, Podcast Addict, I think it's on there. They all either come from Stitcher or iTunes. So if your favorite podcast app, please take a minute to rate it. Maybe say a kind word. Review it. You know, it definitely helps out. We got the City Hall podcast that's released last Thursday with Dr. Tomlin. She's the deputy mayor. She's really fun and nice to talk to. We talked about the new Southside development area that they're doing with grants and, you know, stuff to do with taxes and all that. So it's exciting stuff. So make sure you listen to that. We got more content coming. You got James Bailey's podcast, my mom's favorite podcast. Not my mom, but, you know, other people's moms. So make sure you subscribe. We got that. And then we have Ariel Stevenson is finally going to do hers too. So that should be coming in the next few weeks. Just stuff galore happening. So make sure you subscribe, like the Facebook page. If you want to leave a message or voicemail for the show, we can be reached at 813-693-2124. So do that if you want, or, you know, whatever. You can reach any of the shows that way. That's a good way to get in contact. Email thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. No more Slybar. Bummer. But we still have Yard of Ale every Thursday, 10 to midnight, with John Jacobs, the man himself, MTV's Are You the One contestant on there. He's at the Improv tonight. I talked to him. So it's good to see him back in there. That's where he needs to be, folks. If you want to be a comedian, you got to be in the main club. That's just a battle of the beast. So, all right, thanks for tuning in. Like I said, I don't know if this is any good or not, but I had a good time doing it. So, and it's good to know that now I can just call people on my phone and do interviews this way. That's good to know. So have a terrific week. I'll talk to you at a later date. Stay tuned for Frank Rivera's jazz show coming up next on Radio St. Pete and the Indie Circuit coming up at 10. I love you very much. I like you more than a friend.